from ABC News. I'm Daria Alvinger. Donald Trump's hush money trial will resume on Tuesday. The former publisher of the National Enquirer was back on the witness stand for most of today.
On cross-examination of David Pecker, the defense tried to suggest that this whole checkbook journalism practiced by the National Enquirer was not solely for the benefit of the Trump campaign, the way prosecutors described it, but was rather standard operating procedure for the tabloid. And they got David Pecker to concede that the Enquirer paid for hundreds of thousands of stories.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. Pro-Palestinian demonstrations are spreading to more college campuses. This Duke University student took part in one at the University of North Carolina.
The focus of these encampments, of these protests, of everything we're doing, is on Gaza and is on the genocide happening in Palestine.
The demonstrators at many schools say they're staying put until their demands are met. Lebanese media says two people were killed when an Israeli drone struck a car in the eastern part of the country. It happened after Lebanon's militant Hezbollah group carried out an attack along the border that killed an Israeli civilian. The Pentagon announcing the largest military assistance package so far is on its way to Ukraine.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the U.S. is working on two tracks, rushing Ukraine the weapons they need right now and helping Ukraine build a future force to prevent Russian aggression.
The outcome in Ukraine will determine the trajectory of our times. If Putin prevails in Ukraine, the security consequences will be grave and global.
Austin says Ukrainians no longer have to ration their weapons, knowing help is on the way. Perry Russom, ABC News, Washington.
Residents in Flint, Michigan, taking to the streets to mark a decade since the city's water crisis began, demanding that more work be done to fix it. You're listening to ABC News. The cost of getting around could be one reason that inflation is still hotter than the Fed is hoping.
Gas prices were up again last month to a national average of $3.66 a gallon compared to $3.54 in February. New car prices also steadily rising along with car insurance rates. All of it leading to a 0.3% rise in prices from February to March. Another sign the Fed is likely not going to lower interest rates in June. The next rate cut now probably won't come until September.
ABC Sherry Preston. A reported tornado has injured at least three people in Lancaster County, Nebraska. Tornado watches are in effect this evening from Texas to Iowa. Buckingham Palace announcing King Charles will be returning to some royal duties.
75-year-old monarch is still undergoing cancer treatment, and each engagement will be reviewed on an ad hoc basis. A palace spokesperson tells ABC News this can happen because doctors are sufficiently pleased with the progress he's made so far. Some events, it said, will be adapted where necessary to minimize any risks to his continued recovery. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
Williams-Sonoma has been ordered to pay $3 million to settle a civil complaint against the company. It's accused of selling Chinese manufactured products as being made in the United States. The company's subsidiaries include Williams-Sonoma Home, Pottery Barn, and West Elm. The chair of the FTC says the deception harmed honest American businesses. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.